35 state parks.
Who's ever playing the music? I like that. You guys are doing a great job.
That's Mike behind the glass.
Nice, Mike.
But y'all don't run them all. You have a lot of partner parks.
Yeah. And I think
that's an interesting concept.
It really is. And it's a sense of pride for us. So back in, 8 and 9, when the economy took a tank.
Let's not remember that.
Yeah, let's not remember that. But, the parks were in peril, if you will. And there was a lot of different directions it could have gone in. But a lot of the historic parks at Yuma, Tubac, McFarland, Reardon Mansion up in Flagstaff, the communities really came together to keep the parks open. And there were contracts that were written, what have you. And so years later, now the park system is back on the rise. And we said, so are you going to take those partner parks back? I'm like, no. Well, why would you? Here you've got so many people in the local community that are vested in, that are, kind of blood, sweat, and tears and putting their
hearts.
Thanks
for helping us out. Let's rip it out.
Yeah,
from
yeah. Hey, thanks. Bye. Right? And so what we did is we wrote better contracts from more of a position of partnership and strength. And it's great, like the relationship with the city of Yuma. In fact, they've just renamed the park down there from the Quartermaster Depot to Colorado River State Park, which I really think they're turning, a lot of communities turn their back towards the river, and now we're coming back to opening up those corridors. So anyway, so Yuma did it, and down at McFarland, we put so much money into that park. We're redoing the roof. The infrastructure of these historic parks, they're not going to make you a lot of money, but in partnering with them and how we're figuring out to keep those structures intact for the next generation is really just part of the mission, even if it's not going to, generate the revenue that some of the other recreational parks will. So Reardon Mansion, again, we're working with the Historic Society up there. They're managing the park for us. So if you're into the history, even at Tombstone, we manage that one. But there's a big event down there today as well. But either way, if you're into the history side of it, we've got plenty of that for everyone.
What's going on in Tombstone today?
It's not really our event, but it's the Doc Holliday. They're going to have the big parade, and I guess like 20,000 people go down there. People are a little concerned about the weather, but either way, I think it's going to be a really fun day down there. I've never seen that giant rose bush. As much as I've been down there for the courthouse and what we manage, I'm like, how have I missed this rose bush thing?
The world's largest rose bush.
Yeah, I got to go see that.
Tombstone, Arizona.
Yeah, I got to go see it.
I've seen pictures. I haven't seen it personally.
Well, maybe we should go together.
We'll put this Doc Holliday event. We'll make it
next year.
A 2018 trip.
Yeah, next year.
How does somebody get this state parks guide I've got in my hand? It was
the green guide.
The green guide.
Yeah, we have them in the offices. We ship them out everywhere. We've got them in hotels. We try to get those in so many different places that people can pick them up because it's got all of the information. And even though a lot of it's digital on the website and what have you, sometimes people like those, the hard copy maps or whatever. So we've just put a lot of energy into rewriting it. Sometimes you just kind of rinse and repeat, but we really, our marketing team, Carlos and the gang, they put a lot of energy into getting that all current and up to date, especially with new pictures and information.
And I didn't realize a lot of these places that I've been were state parks, like mm-hmm. Fool Hollow. Right. Lyman Lake. I had no idea the Arboretum at Boyce Thompson was the state park.
Yeah, that's a partnership. That's a partnership with U of A, the Arboretum itself, and State Park. So there's like a tripartite agreement between the three of us. We really have a lot of ideas of what we could do down at BTA, and that's what we call it, Boyce Thompson Arboretum, and being close to Superior, maybe putting in some camping and amphitheater, just bringing more programming out there. It's so beautiful if you haven't been.
And you aren't done. Y'all have more state parks in the works?
Not nearly done. We're just getting started. 60 years. We got to go. Put it in gear. Yeah, so there's so many opportunities out there to partner, again, with the Forest Service. I mean, that's how we got Slide Rock State Park, is it was a Forest Service property. We're talking about whether we're going to help or not with Fossil Creek, you know, there's so much potential there, but the management and the infrastructure need some assistance. But two of them that are completely in the works right now, we just had a public hearing, are Cattail Cove. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but if we call it the West Coast, so it's Lake Havasu and everything along the Colorado River. We've got five parks there, and they're all pretty close to each other. And if you've never been over there, you need to see them, because the water's beautiful. The trails are great, where you can sit and just, you know, watch the Colorado River or Lake Havasu itself. It's really something. But so Cattail Cove, we had about, I think it's 40 campsites, if you will. And then right adjacent to it was a private concessionaire that ran the park for us for about 40 years. And that contract had come to fruition. So now we're taking on the development of that. And it's going to be just gorgeous. And we also went out for an RFP. So there's going to be a restaurant, a bar, a tiki area, and the views. It's going to be amazing. So, like I said, we're out for public comment right now, and we're going to have the RV sites, and then the peninsula is really going to be open to the public so people can come out and enjoy themselves and take in the views. Nice.